Howdy, folks. You know, some folks have the rare knack of creating interest in themselves by being dull in a new way. I'm Pat Buttram, inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's just entertainment, and we've had the new look in ladies' fashions, you know. That is, it was the new look at the time. But Harper's Bazaar, which is a magazine, not a general store, they're talking now about the serene look, which they say has something to do with projecting an exhilarating air of creative quiet. Well, I'm for that, whatever it is. being serene is something it sure can't hurt to shoot for, providing you don't get nervous doing it. But there's a new style over in England that's probably the most unserene thing a feller ever cast a bloodshot eye at. It's a serene list that the folks in London, they call it the weird look. And the girls who take up with it, they're called weirdies. The Associated Press describes the weird look as the uncombed, unkempt cave woman look. It started with a bunch of teenage girls whose main aim in life is trying to look different. And they are, I guess. They don't even use lipstick, but they smear a lot of makeup around their eyes and all. I'll tell you one thing you've got to admit about it, though. These weirdies, they're well-named, I would say. But there's one thing they don't know. This weird look, it's not new at all. My Aunt Bertha beat them to it 35 years ago. Oh, she... Well, one thing, there's nothing weird looking about Marion Morgan, I'll say. She's smart, too. You know, when she came in today, she said her mouth was dry as toast, and so I gave her some refreshing double mint chewing gum. Now, the reason I thought you folks might want to know about that is you're bound to run into that dry mouth trouble, too, especially with the warm weather coming on. So just remember that chewing delicious double mint, that keeps your mouth cool and moist and comfortable and freshens your taste real nice there. Now, Marion, what are you going to sing?
I've Told Every Little Star. I've told every little star just how sweet I think you are. Why haven't I told you? I've told ripples in a brook, made my heart an open book. Why haven't I told you? Friends ask me, am I in love? I always answer yes. Might as well confess. If I don't, they guess. Maybe you may know it too. Oh, my darling, if you do, why haven't you told me?
Well, thanks, Marion. Real nice there. If the earth were flat, I suppose it'd be the same time everywhere, all at once. We wouldn't have to wait 3 hours for the old globe to roll face up to the sun from New York to San Francisco, for instance. I just threw out that little interesting observation on time there for you to meditate on while I talk about time in connection with double mint chewing gum. Double mint's a treat you can enjoy any time, I'll tell you. It tastes real good and appetizing morning, noon, or night. Just enjoy it when you feel like it. At 2 p.m. in Tallahassee or 5 o'clock Pacific Coast time in Seattle. You'll have a good time enjoying it. Delicious double mint chewing gum. I had a good time hearing about a secretary that was looking for a job. She wanted a new job, and she filled out this application blank. And under office experience, she wrote, I'm familiar with all important office procedures, such as coffee breaks and collection taking. I reckon she got the job. I don't know. Speaking of jobs, the Halloran Quartet always does a good one. And I especially like the spirituals they sing every Friday. You have a good one for us today, Jack?
I think so, Pat. We're going to sing the Old Ark's Moverin'.
Oh, the old ark's moverin', a moverin', a moverin'. The old ark's moverin', a moverin' along. Old ark's moverin', a moverin', a moverin'. The old ark's moverin', a moverin' along.
How many days did the water fall?
40 days and nights in all.
The old ark she reeled, the old ark she rocked.
Then the old ark she landed on the mountain top.
Oh, the old ark's moverin', a moverin', a moverin'. The old ark's moverin', a moverin' along. Old ark's moverin', a moverin', a moverin'. The old ark's moverin', a moverin' along.
Ham, Sham, and Jeff, there was a settin' one day.
A sitting on the upper deck and looking down the bay.
And while they was disputing about this and that,
then the ark done bumped on Ararat.
Oh, the old ark's a mover in, a mover in, a mover in. The old ark's a mover in, a mover in along. Old ark's a mover in, a mover in, a mover in. The old ark's a mover in, a mover in along.
Noah sent a dog flying up in the air
just to see if any land was there.
He did this after God's command,
'cause the ark sure needed a place to land.
Oh, the old ark's a mover in, a mover in, a mover in. The old ark's a mover in, a mover in along. Old ark's a mover in, a mover in, a mover in. The old ark's a mover in, a mover in along.
See that sister dressed so fine?
Well, she ain't got religion on her mind.
And do you see that brother dressed so gay?
You know the devil's gonna come and carry him away.
Oh, the old ark's a mover in, a mover in, a mover in. The old ark's a mover in, a mover in along. Old ark's a mover in, a mover in, a mover in. The old ark's a mover in, mover in along.
Oh, just great there, fellows. Let's see if the Buttram Symphony Group can maintain that high standard here while they introduce today's Buttram Bonus. As far as I know, I've never told a mother-in-law joke on Just Entertainment. I go even farther than that in standing up for mothers-in-law than that English judge did. This judge, he said to a poor misguided soul before dispatching him to the pokey, he said, however much you dislike your mother-in-law, you must not set fire to her. that seems real sound to me now. And it's plain this fella didn't know how to get along with his mother-in-law, which is what today's Buttram Bonus is all about here. First off, there are two easy ways to cope with this problem, according to the smart alecks. They say you can stay single or marry an orphan. But I know that what you want is something positive. Well, one way that you can avoid friction is by never calling your mother-in-law you, like You, how about passing the hominy grits a la Romanoff there? Another good idea is not to tell mother-in-law jokes when she's on the premises. She's got feelings, too, you know, just like sons-in-law or even daughters-in-laws. But the best advice I can give on how to get along with your mother-in-law is give the lady a chance. Speaking of his own mother-in-law, Robert E. Lee once said, I yield to none in admiration for her character, love of her virtues, and veneration for her memory. Well, nobody ever charged that Robert E. Lee didn't mean what he said. Seems like he just gave the lady a chance, and it turned out fine. When a fellow tells me he can't get along with his mother-in-law, it's most always a fellow who has a reputation of not being able to get along with anybody else, either. And it's been my observation over a period of years that some mothers-in-law must have quite a problem getting along with their junior-in-laws. Of course, my mother-in-law's lucky in having such an understanding fella around. And most husbands ought to stop and think that they have an awful lot in common with their mother-in-law. After all, they're both fond of the same girl. That's our Buttram bonus for today. And now enjoy a stick of double mint whilst Marion Morgan and Bill Kennedy sing My Darling.
The KNX News Sig Alert Bulletin. Inbound traffic on the Santa Ana Freeway is heavily congested between Los Angeles Street and the Harbor Freeway outbound. Motorists are advised to use alternate routes. Repeating, a Sig Alert Bulletin. Inbound traffic on the Santa Ana Freeway is heavily congested between Los Angeles Street and the Harbor Freeway outbound due to a traffic accident. Motorists advised to use alternate routes.
My darling, I've wanted to call you my darling for many and many a day.
My darling, I fluttered and fled like a starling. My courage just melted away.
Now all at once you've kissed me, and there's not a thing I'm sane enough to say,
except my darling, get used to that name of my darling, it's here to
Oh, we're drawing mighty close to the end of another week of Just Entertainment, and looking forward to being with you next week, too. Between now and Monday, I hope you have a real satisfying weekend. When you do your weekend shopping, get a generous supply of double mint chewing gum, will you? The whole family will dig in with real pleasure. And double mint's healthful and wholesome and good for everyone, you know? It's a handy treat that fits in with all the weekend fun and doings there. Delicious double mint chewing gum. Until Monday, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that while ladies' fashions may change from season to season, a woman's designs are always the same. Huh? Goodbye now.
This station can present Face the Nation because...